People didn't have that control. That's not what money was meant to do. Nobody ever thought of that. It's parasite politicians who figured that crap out. You know, people that got ahead of the game by paying people off, by getting unfair amounts of this money in illegal or unfair ways, right? People have cheated the natural principles of society to get ahead in a broken money system. And that's all fixed. So that was a lot. But that's what we talked about. That's what my article's about. And I think I got 6,000 words written, and I think I'm maybe a quarter of the way done, because I don't even know how deep these angles are going to take me, but I want to tie it all together. I think the overall premise is there. Hopefully you guys grasp it from what I just said, and I'd love to hear anybody's feedback on my whole idea here. So that's it for me for now.
I think, okay.
Optimus, let's start the show.
Hey, Jim.
That wasn't even recorded. Oh, damn. I forgot. We weren't recording. Sorry, guys. Oh, well. You guys all heard it, and you can do whatever you want with it. That's where I'm going with an article I'm writing.
Jim, that was fire.
Yeah, that was fire, Jim.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was great. It's very well thought out and stuff.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Really like that. I appreciate that. Well, at least I feel like I'm going in a direction that's logical, and because other people see some... They see some resonance in it, like my words. So I appreciate that. Kaz felt the same way. After 2 hours of me doing most of the talking, he goes, dude, that was unbelievable. How the hell did you think of all that shit? I'm like, I don't know. I grew up as a kid wanting to know how things worked inside. So I took them apart. So I took Bitcoin apart. I learned all the functionality of the network and the hashing and the difficulty factor before I bought any, because I couldn't buy it unless I understood how I could trust it. Again, we go back to this trust every day. All of us have to decide what we're trusting today. So anyway, go ahead.
Awesome. For sure, man.
You guys want me to get back into it? I will.
When's Kaz dropped that? I'm gonna have to play that.
He said soon. He didn't say how long. I don't know. Probably in a day or so. I don't know how long it takes for him to.
Awesome.
But, you know, get on his channel and it'll be out there. You can listen to me for 2 hours. Go off on exactly what I just said in a little bit more wider ranging topics. Yeah, I bring in a whole bunch of other examples to sort of solidify what I think is happening here.
Awesome.
What podcast is that?
It's Down the Kaz Rabbit Byko. Hole. Kaz.
Oh yes, Down the Rabbit Hole. Kaz Byko. Byko is his name.
Awesome. Well,
He's got great podcasts. He's got American Hoddle. He's got Jeff Booth. He's got Pierre Schott. A lot of good. And I was even said to him, I go, why do you want to talk to me? You've got all these other well-known famous people. He goes, I follow you on Twitter. I like what you say. So. You know, now he's heard a lot more, and so have you guys.
Awesome. Well, whenever you get that that piece together, come back and give us a Jim's rant. We'll love it.
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to turn into a small book at this point. It's pretty long already. Honestly, I don't mind writing a book. I've never written a book. I wrote one article, which got on Citadel 21, which I got a lot of great feedback on. But I've never been in my life where I thought I had an insight to where I could articulate it and help other people see something that I see. I never felt I had a leg up on anybody in any subject matter until now. I've never heard anybody put all these pieces together the way it's been in my mind for 6 months. And every time I watch another physics video or math video or anything, I find connections constantly to these absolute principles of this planet that cannot be messed with. We only can work within them. So that's it.
Beautiful.
That point you made about people going against first principles makes so much sense. I mean, like so much of the world that we live in just feels so fake on a day-to-day basis. You know, not just things, but people. People act super fake. And Bitcoin is basically like the truth that everyone participates in. It's like the truest thing that exists today compared to everything else that we know.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's a truth machine. This is what I think. I think this got me in this direction. I hear people all the time talk about Bitcoin as a truth machine. So I said, to myself, well, what is truth actually? How can you know it's true? And that's when you get into experiments where you test a chemical and you get the same reaction every time. And you could know that this chemical is always going to create this reaction. That's a type of truth, except to the extent that you vary the size of the experiment or the amount of the chemical. Assuming you can keep everything exact, measuring the same every time, you know, you could find this type of truth. And scientists the world over and mathematicians the world over have been able to distill truth that we can all count on and plan around and make things and improve our lives. And it's those truths that physics and science relies on every day in order to move further ahead. They're undisputed. They've been, some of them, around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, some of these truths, and they're there. But people routinely break them either knowingly or unknowingly. So.
Beautiful. Well, Jim, Ben just put it in the chat. Kaz already put out the podcast, so I'm sure.
He just sent me a text, too. I just see. Yeah, so it's already out. There you go. You guys can listen to it.
I'm sure we're all going to go listen to that once we're done here. Well, I had to ninja launch that a couple minutes ago because it was just so fire. I missed.
You didn't introduce the show.
Well, I'm going to right now. I'm doing it right now. I missed Jim's rant, epic rant for I don't know what it was, like 15 minutes. We have Kaz in the show. So what's up, Kaz? We heard a little bit of what Jim was saying on your show. So we're all gonna go listen to that once we're done here.
What's up, guys?
What up, dude? So we're gonna do a ninja launch mid roll on this one. What's up, guys? What's up, class? This is Teacher's Lounge. It gets wild around here. We're at block height 666,968, and the current price is 34,740. So I don't know how we're gonna follow up Jim on that one, but I don't know, Nick, where do you want to start on this one? We're starting a little unorthodox today.
We can start with some of the news that's been happening lately. Two of the big things that's just happened is the whole thing with Janet Yellen saying she wants to tax unrealized gains, and then also something that happened just before we started recording the presentation earlier today was apparently from a website I saw, which was the White House website. Joe Biden put a freeze on the Steve Mnuchin wallet KYC thing. I forgot exactly how to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about. It was when they were saying that the proposal was going to force you to KYC a wallet. So, you know, they were going to try and restrict Bitcoin users, but that's been frozen, and it's looking like it's going to be eliminated. So I don't know if any of you guys have seen that or have any thoughts on it, but yeah. Has anyone else seen that?
I saw that right when we jumped on. So I guess there's one good thing about Sleepy Joe and presidency so far. But it's funny that that's happening because we do have here on the list that in the Netherlands – I guess Bitstamp is sending out emails to their citizens in the Netherlands saying that they have to KYC addresses over there. So it's pretty crazy that we kind of, I don't know if I'd say skirted around that one so far. But if it's not happening yet, like soon for Americans, then I kind of feel like at some point they're going to try to rehash this and try to pull a fast one on all of us. But hey, for now, like, I'm with it, you know, like.
Oh yeah. They're going to attack Bitcoin so hard in the future.
it's coming, and it's going to come very fast, especially when the threat of Bitcoin, you know, overcoming their system, their ability to print cash, the propaganda machine, and that we just saw essentially take out a president. Look, whether you agree with Trump or you don't, you know, the fact is that they literally took him out, right? It's 4 years of Russia, and then, which ended up being false, that impeached him for something, you know, some BS, then impeach him again, you know, and then the election is in question. Like, you just witnessed the deep state take out Trump, okay? And the deep state is 100% going to go after Bitcoin, especially if, you know, it threatens the system at B. And, man, it's going to come hard, right? I think Bitcoin will win, but it's going to be a bloody battle, and that's what's to come. Like, that's going to happen within the next 5, 10 years, right? Because if you don't stop Bitcoin now, and they know this, if you don't stop Bitcoin now, you're never going to stop it. It's just going to, it's already metastasized at this point, you know? But be prepared. Be prepared for the lunacy. You know, they're going to call it like a threat to the environment. They're going to say money laundering. I already have. Look at the media. Look at all the news that's been coming out. It's been absolutely insane. And they're just going to ramp it up. It's just going to keep going, especially since the money printer has just gone absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah, dude, I'd agree with you 100%. And we were talking on your show earlier. It's like, we've been predicting this for who knows how long, probably the whole time we've done this show, that they're going to come after us. And now to go full circle with Janet Yellen, you know, with her inaugural speech coming out, basically saying that they need to, you know, clamp down on Bitcoiners because we're all basically criminals and participating in illegal activity, and then, you know, unrealized gains on capital or unrealized capital gains tax. It's like the writing's on the wall, and if you're still have your head in the sand about it, it's, you know, you gotta be prepared. And I'm kind of speaking to myself as well as anyone listening, you know, like, I've been a little bit nonchalant about the idea of, like, you know what, like, Bitcoin's going to win either way. But the past couple of weeks, actually, it's been definitely like a fire under my ass to be like, all right, man, like, I need to step my game up. I need to be prepared personally. So, you know, like, I think we've all been ahead of the curve, but you know, we get a little lackadaisical sometimes, and we're like, I have time to figure it out, but it seems like the time is running out on us, and you know, let's just hope we're prepared for it all, because they're gonna come hard for us. But, you know, Bitcoin will succeed, but we may get some soldiers as casualties.
Yeah, don't think Joe Biden likes Bitcoin with him freezing this the Steve Mnuchin wallet thing, because he's going to come hard for Bitcoin, dude. This communist dictator is going to come at all angles at Bitcoin.
I mean, I think a lot of us would agree with, you know, that picture that's painted there, but how do you reconcile that with Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, BlackRock, Fidelity, Guggenheim, and at least a handful of billionaires?
The way I would is just like simple game theory of, you know, the plebs, the peasants, the masses will have to follow whatever laws they enact. But those, you know, closest to the money spigot, closest to the government officials, big money will basically either be able to just pay a fine and it doesn't, you know, doesn't have any concern with them, or it's just like what we always say, you know, like, laws for thee but not for me. So it seems kind of like the Twitter memes that's going around. It's like, I think Pierre said it best. He's like, you know, politicians lie, and so if they're going to say that they need to outlaw Bitcoin, that Bitcoin's bad, what they're really doing is saying, I like Bitcoin and I want more Bitcoin for myself. So it's kind of one of those things where they're just going to shake out weak hands and scare them with all this regulation stuff and be like, you know, Bitcoin's going to get canceled. It's going to become illegal. But all this big money's coming in. And so if you're paying attention, it's like they're not going to freaking stop Bitcoin with all these big institutions coming in. And they're probably not going to make it illegal. They'll just make it harder for the average citizen to hold Bitcoin and use Bitcoin. But for them, it'll be just like, whatever, it's regulated. It's safe for people to use it, you know, verified people. So that's kind of how I look at it. But maybe, I don't know, Ben, did you want to jump in, or someone have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, like, you're saying, like, oh, the billionaires, like, they won't allow that. But, like, The billionaires already have ridiculous taxes anyways, and you know, they just rat around them where they either get the people to write in laws or like loopholes in their laws so they have like ways to get around it, or they just, you know, they just like get a bank account in a different country and just say all my assets and profits are there, and then they don't have to pay, you know, the US taxes. So it's completely possible that they can get around those, and then it's just like for us plebs who don't have a humongous lawyer team and accountant team, we just get boned, and then you know, the elites are just fine.
Yeah, I guess I guess that works if it happens slowly, right? If you know, if Pomp does more podcasts with people like Joe Budden, you know, a few million followers here, a few million followers there. I mean, I know there's some people who've talked about like escape velocity. If that, if it happens sudden, man, like it's just a mess.
Well, it's like, I feel like Pomp going on Budden's podcast is like that. That's where we're at right now. You know, slowly but surely, we're getting more of the like majority of citizens to, if not take their first jump into Bitcoin, but start listening to the idea of Bitcoin. And so, you know, like that mainstream consciousness of what Bitcoin is starting to disseminate. But if it happens quickly, it just like proves everything we say about Bitcoin even more right, and just shows like why people need to own Bitcoin, in my opinion. But I'm also so far down the rabbit hole that, you know, I don't think like I used to. I don't think like the average person, the average normie thinks anymore. We're, you know, we're so far into the game theory of it all that we're like, okay, this, like, it just, you know, everything's good for Bitcoin at this point. So like if they crack down, yeah, it's going to be a lot of pain, but it just means that Bitcoin is more of a threat than they say, and therefore I need to buy as much as humanly possible and figure out ways to buy it no matter what. That's how I think.
We should all team up and like buy a country and make our own fucking rules.
Yeah, man, crowdsource land online.
No, dude, bro, land is fuck the land. Let's buy a fucking country, bro. Let's buy a country.
Dude, I just moved in with some Bitcoiners this week, and like today we're like, fuck, do we need to leave this country? Because, like, if they actually institute this shit, like, I'm fucking out. Like, I'm not paying unrealized gains on my fucking wealth. I'm not paying money, like, giving you money on taxes of things I don't have. Like, they can go fuck themselves if they're going to try to do that shit.
Preach. And good thing we're all in boating accidents 100%. Every other week and stuff, you know? Like, I don't own any Bitcoin. I'm just a LARPer over here, guys.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, what happens? What if you just say, like, "Oh no, I lost it"? Like, what happens?
Well, they have their way. Like, if you're buying it on KYC, like, you know, and they're like Coinbase, and like every exchange is, you know, tracking which addresses they send to you. So then, you know, they could chain analysis you and like see, like, oh, it looks like your coins are here, and like you either have to prove that they aren't, or it's like with the tax system, it's guilty until proven innocent. It's fucking retarded, but so you'll have to like prove that it wasn't you, otherwise they're gonna want their money.
But like, how do you prove that you lost your keys? It seems like proving a negative, like, right?
I get, like, I mean, you'd have to like say, like, you know, I got sent to this address, and that's not on my wallet, and I don't know, but they'll fucking do some backward ass way and try to fucking get your money.
I mean,
they're,
I can
fucking commies.
Yeah, I can see them bending your arm until you tell them, but like you're just like, yeah, I fucked up, you know? Like, it's, Bitcoin's complicated, guys. I fucked up and I lost my wealth, and now I'm just a pleb stacking again. Look at my KYC Bitcoins. Like,
bending your arm until you give it up, that might be a little bit difficult to do when you have your Second Amendment.
Well, they're right. About to take that, dude. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I'd rather send my Bitcoin to the Genesis fucking block or that address rather than give it up to some fucking commie fuck, bro.
Preach. Let's go.
What seems likeliest is what Max Kaiser talks about, which is like they're going to just give you some ridiculous incentive to give up a piece of it. right? Like, you pay 5% of your tax.
I think you cut out.
Cut out. Either that or they're listening.
They got us, dude.
So you just wrote down the wrong derivation path. That's the issue.
Dude, honestly, that's a legit issue. So
I just got too technical for myself and I fucked up. I thought I was smarter than I was and I messed up. I think I burned all my keys and lost the control to my Bitcoins. All of them.
What happens if you have a Bitcoin on a, let's say you're setting up a multi-sig address and you have Bitcoin on one of the addresses and then you tie it to two other addresses that don't have, like two other private key seeds that don't have added, like all of them balances be combined to the multi-sig address?
Yeah, dude, you're okay. So essentially what a multi-sig is like, think about it like, you know, a safety deposit box, right?
Yep.
Like in the bank where the bank holds a key and you hold the key. Okay. Well, imagine like that type of mechanism, but instead of like a physical box, right? The two keys that you hold, it could be two of three, it could be three of five, whatever you choose. They allow you to sign a signature which allows you to spend Bitcoin from the addresses of that multisig, right? So exactly. So like each key of that multisig doesn't give you separate addresses, right? It's like one set of addresses that pertain to those set of keys, if that makes sense.
It made sense.
So when I look at this thing like Casa that says, hey, you have a hardware address and a phone address. Like you have a phone key.
Those are two separate. That's a great question. Those are two separate wallets, right? The Casa app has, depending on what type of service you use, right? If you use the Golden, I think they give you three, which is the 3 of 5, then the 2 of 3, and then the single key. But what you're referencing is, and the Casa wallet, right? They store one of your keys on your phone, and that serves as a single key wallet. And then they have the 2 of 3, and then it gives you different choices where you could use two hardware wallets or one hardware wallet and your phone. And then Casa already always holds one backup. I don't suggest you using your phone in the 2 of 3 because then you're trusting Casa not to fuck with you. If you're going to use it, I suggest using two different hardware wallets, preferably of two different manufacturers, especially if you have a tinfoil hat on, and you know, that's the best way to go. And then also, if you do use Casa, make sure to kind of recover your multi-sig wallet on your computer, like an Electrum wallet, and you could do that, and just to make sure that if Casa disappears off the face of the planet, you could still access and kind of mess with your wallet, right?
Appreciate it, man.
I like Jimbo's tweet he did the other day, just to like emphasize what multisig is. He's like, if you think of your bank account with your bank as a multisig account, then it's basically like a 3 of 3 multi-sig where your bank has one key, you hold one key, and the state holds the third key. So if that helps clear up like how multi-sig works for you, Buffament, then I thought Jimbo was good on that one. All right, guys. Well, does anyone want to go in a little more? Nick, you need to get something off your chest?
No.
Unrealized gains thing is just totally.
Oh yeah, it's pure theft, pure theft.
Theft.
And it like 100%. No one stands up for it anymore. Like the fucking American founding fathers revolted against Britain because of what, like a 4% tax or something like that. Probably more to it, but like still, like,
3% tax and only on tea.
What legends, dude. And I mean, compare that to people now. Like, people get taxed like 40% plus, and then they fucking sit in their apartment and eat avocado toast, and then, you know, put in a two week vacation because they need like a safe space or something for the next couple weeks to cope about it. Like,
yo, does everyone throw avocado toast on us? Shit's good.
Well, we know who you are, bro.
Yeah, you just outed yourself, bro. Come on now.
Rip for ripple.
Hey, Nick, but I love what you just said, because did you guys see that Twitter thread going around today? And it was basically like some Tether FUD, but they were angling it in such a way that they were, like, if you read between the lines, they were saying essentially that, like, Bitcoin isn't American, that, like, they don't want to invest in Bitcoin because it's like a cop out. It's an opting out of the system instead of trying to fix the system. And I was like, dude,
yo, fuck the system.
Yeah, fuck exactly.
Such a fucking pussy, Jesus.
Yeah, it was like, it was the thing they said was like, it's the difference between saying like, fuck this, like, fuck the system, I'm opting out, or like, fuck this, I'm gonna build something better. And I was like, dude, like, what are you talking about? Like, Bitcoin is literally build something better technology. So, and furthermore, it's like Black Bull and American Hot always say, it's like Bitcoin exports American ideals on the blockchain. It's so, like, Bitcoin, in my opinion, is inherently American, not in the sense of, like, you know, the USA is the greatest, but just like, America is the only country that is essentially founded on an idea, the idea of liberty. And it's like, every American, well, not every American, because there's a lot of us here and part of the Bitcoin, but most of the average people that I come across are exactly what Nick's saying, where they're like, oh yeah, you know, like, government has the power to tax everything I own. But like, we're laughing that the founding fathers freaked out over a 3% tax on tea alone, just tea, let alone the various taxes that we have on everything that we buy. It's just, it blows my mind.
Yeah, people and are super complacent with it.
Dude, look.
Yeah, it's if you stand up and you try and revolt, or, you know, stand up for yourself, you're labeled as what? A domestic terrorist, a Nazi, yes, exactly. A bigot.
I tried, like, explaining this, like, to my roommate, where I was like, so, like, a fun, I think this is a good story. Like, I got a $25 gift card to Grubhub for lunch for, like, my company. Like, we used to get free lunch in office. Like, I got a $25 gift card to Grubhub, and I literally was charged tax on it, $7, like, call it, you know, income tax. I get like a W-2 line item. So they literally charge you tax on these gift cards to Grubhub. And then, but when you actually, like, pay the fees and the overprice and all of that, I'm like, well, I asked, like, what if I just, like, wanted to, like, not eat my lunch out and, like, instead just, like, eat, like, chicken and rice at home or something? And they were like, oh, you can do that. But, like, I'm like, no, but you're missing the point. Like, I still pay I still pay income tax on this that isn't even money. And I was like, my payroll administrator thought I was some, like, criminal or something for, like, even, like, presenting this idea that, like, this was kind of messed up. And it's like, people just, like, shut you, like, the second you speak, it's so intertwined and like, ingrained in people to just be so complacent in this, like, just total getting effed that, like,
well,
anybody who even speaks up is shut down, like you're a horrible person or something, like, you're outcast.
Guys, like, this is that type of attitude, right? It's gonna further escalate. And let's not forget why we're here. Let's not forget why Bitcoin was invented, right? Bitcoin was invented Chancellor on the second bailout for banks. It literally was invented because the system fucked us so hard in 2008. So anyone that's like is not patriotic and whatever, they're fucking retarded. Like, I'm just saying that. I'm sorry, Jim. Agreed. I'm cursing, but it's like they're literally stupid because the system doesn't care about you. If the system cared, Bitcoin would not have been born. We're using Bitcoin not because we have an option, but because of necessity. We're using it because we have no choice. Because they fucked us so hard for so long that we just got fucking tired. We got sick of it. And we're not putting up with that shit anymore. And they will come after us because they can't have that happen. Because when more people find out that you can possess all of your wealth without asking anybody for permission to send it, to hold it, no matter amount of money, you don't think about crossing borders with that $10,000 rule. That's to control you. Money laundering my dick. Bitcoin changes everything. And because it changes everything, they are going to fight it like you've never seen before. Bitcoin will win, but the battle to come is going to be ferocious. It's going to be ferocious. I'm telling you, like, it's going to be fucking crazy. And the type of shit that you were just saying, how do you say Baphomet? It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. And the memes and Twitter and revealing the truth, because Bitcoin is truth, is going to be our number one weapon. And we have to wake up as many people from the fucking matrix before this shit hits the fan. Because the normal people around you, they're not bad people. They're just plugged in. They're plugged in, bro. Social media numbs their brain. Reddit, Instagram, all that bullshit. And us as Bitcoiners, we have a responsibility to wake up as many people as possible, because the war to come is going to be ferocious. We just saw the deep state do some crazy shit. They were fucking exposed like they've never been exposed before. It was apparent to anybody. Whatever your political leanings are, it was very fucking obvious that some really weird shit has happened in the last 6 months. Okay? So, man, prepare yourselves. Prepare and think about having some type of plan to, if you have to leave in a hurry, and again, I'm not being hyperbolic, I'm not exaggerating, but if you have to leave, right, have that thought through. Don't just be like, okay, fuck, you know, leaving in a hurry. No, no, no. Think it through. And remember, Bitcoin empowers you, and it gives you the ability to not only vote with your wallet, but also your feet, which is one of the most important things that you could do as a human being. And if you look at human history, right, every time a human, you know, runs into some trials or whatever, you know what they do? They fucking migrate. And if you look back at like World War II, right, and this is an example that I always give, is, man, the Jews were literally massacred. And part of the reason that they were massacred is because they couldn't leave. They couldn't just take their wealth with them. But Bitcoin allows you to do that. You don't have to hold a heavy ass bar in your bag. You could literally bring all of your wealth with you. So put some thought into, literally have a little bailout bag. Put some thought into, there's a war to come, and understand that you're either on the side of truth and freedom, or you're the side of tyranny and a dystopia. It's literally, the lines are a little blurred right now, but as time progresses and we're going towards a world that's not based on freedom and liberty, we're going towards a world based on tyranny and oppression. Look at what has happened. It speaks for itself. Right now, they want to label any conservatives or any people that just went to the Capitol as domestic terrorists, even though our cities were burned and looted for 7 months and no one said anything. So these people will paint whatever narrative that allows them to keep power. Remember that. And then you'll understand what's to come. And you'll understand the importance of what's to come. And you'll understand that what you do now, what you fight for now, is going to make such a difference in the future. Because what you're doing every time you buy Bitcoin is you're liberating mankind. That's really what you're doing. Think about it. We've always been oppressed before it was a necessary evil using a bank. Now it is no longer a necessary evil. But those people are not going to want to give that up. You see it with Christine Lagarde. You saw it with Janet Yellen. They're all mentioning it. Money laundering, money laundering. Even though we know the biggest fucking money launderers are the goddamn fucking banks. And these people are fucking evil. They're evil to the bone. So get ready, guys.
Go off, King.
Go off. If I've got to sell my Bitcoin to pay because I made a good investment on Bitcoin, what are you taxing me on my unrealized gains? If you're making me sell my Bitcoin to pay dollars because I bought Bitcoin at a lower dollar price, I don't care what that price is. Let's go.
And Nico, dude, they are trying to make fucking conservative speech illegal. Like, I know you saw, I saw you sent that thing to in the group chat the other day of they're suing Apple for having Telegram on the App Store, and they're trying to get Telegram removed from all major app stores because they said it's a platform for hate speech and a bunch of other stupid bullshit they pulled out of their ass. But it's like, dude, they are coming after everything they can't control. Like, these next 4 years, dude, or next 16 years, you know, considering they found a way to compromise and cheat the election system, like, it's fucking scary the path we're going to go down. And it's like, the reason why Bitcoin is so important is because everything good gets compromised eventually. It's always happened throughout history. No matter what it is, it gets compromised. And, you know, let's say for an example, the Great Wall of China. It was a solid wall that no one could get through, but how did they penetrate it? They bribed the gatekeeper, and that was the weak spot. And then the Mongols got through and wiped out, you know, everyone that was inside the walls. People didn't think the walls were going to fall. The election system was pretty good, and then it got compromised by voter ballots. And then now, it's just Bitcoin is this incorruptible wall of complete truth that we can have it's our base layer from which to build on because it's incorruptible. That's the base layer we need to be building on from now on, but we have to get over this hurdle and implement a Bitcoin standard.
Woo. Absolutely. Kid dropping wisdom.
If people are not going to switch over to a new system until they absolutely have to. You know, it's like we're all creatures of habit, like we're all creatures of, you know, resistance to change. And I think the difference between, you know, obviously a lot of us versus the, you know, no coiners is we just got fed up with the bullshit sooner.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's our responsibility. Right. And don't take that lightly. It's our responsibility to
agreed.
I think it was Optimus. I think you were saying where like it's our responsibility to preach the Satoshi gospel. Like it really is. Like it really, really is. And the more people you save, not only is it going to be better for you because you're going to feel good, but you're going to save their life. And in the process of saving their life, when they start to see, you know, the you know, one of the best technologies of Bitcoin, orange coin go up, they're going to tell the people around them, you know, and it becomes this unstoppable virus. And I don't care how fucking communistic you are and your ideals and like patriotic, whatever, dude, when you start seeing orange coin rip fucking faces and that shit's going to the moon, bro, You're going to buy in because Orange Coin takes advantage of one of the most fundamental human emotions that people can't, you know, that obviously the whole, everyone suffers from them, and that's greed, right? So you could be the most radical communist ever, but if you start to see this shit go up, you're going to buy in, and then you're going to feel good. And you know what happens? You don't change Bitcoin. Bitcoin changes you. And all of a sudden, it's not a coincidence that most Bitcoiners tend to lean right. And the reason for that is because when you lean right, you understand personal responsibility, you like freedom, you like independence, right? So, and I have a feeling that most people didn't start out on the right, right? Bitcoin changed you. Bitcoin changed the way that you're thinking. So it literally, it's what Nick was saying, like, if the new world is built on truth, versus the old world that was built on lies and corruption. Could you imagine how much better the world could be? The possibilities are endless with this technology, and it's literally the most liberating thing that has ever come to humanity. That's built on the second most liberating thing that has come to the internet, to humanity, which is the internet. And the internet, what it did is it just allowed everyone to have a voice, everyone to be a broadcaster. Now Bitcoin is allowing everybody to be their own bank. Before, that was only for the privileged, which caused massive corruption, massive centralization. Now that's all decentralized. And it really does have the power to fundamentally change the world if we do our job. This is the fight of our fucking lives, man. It really is. And you can't take this for granted. You can't be like, oh, it's going to happen. No, you got to be on Twitter. You got to be memeing. You got to fucking, every time you see the European Central Bank or whatever say some BS, you got to vote and say, no, we don't want your central bank digital currencies. It's BS. You got to let people know the truth. So when they go on Twitter and they see this propaganda of whatever, Christine Lagarde, whatever, they scroll in the comments and they just see a bunch of Bitcoiners saying, have fun staying poor. And then that makes people ask questions like, what do they mean by that? And that just puts them in the right direction. And if they do find the truth, if they do go down the rabbit hole, they're going to tell their friends. It's inevitable. But you have to put up the fight. And these people, the reason that they want to take away Telegram is because that's too much truth. They need everything fitting their narrative, because if it doesn't, By human nature, human beings seek out the truth. So they need their version of the truth and no one else's for their perspective or their version of what they think the world should be to work. This is Marxism 101. It's literally, okay? And maybe Joe Biden isn't a fucking communist, but Kamala Harris, the one that actually has her brain because Joe Biden's lost it, is a goddamn communist. She's a fucking communist. She tweeted it. I'm not exaggerating. She said she wants equality of outcome. She came out with a fucking video. That is Marxism. That is communism. I was in Puerto Rico last week. And I was with my girlfriend's mom, and she was seeing everything transpire. And I didn't bring anything up to her, right? And she told me, she's like, I can't believe the communists won, in Spanish. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, what happened? And, you know, they stole the election. I never brought it up to her. And she had that feeling. And then I've been right now, like, I'm also traveling. And I met with my girlfriend's cousin who doesn't speak English. Went to, like, whatever. And she's like, we start talking about the events that are happening in the U.S. And she brought up the same thing. She has very limited information. She doesn't have the same social networks. She interacts with Spanish-speaking people, and their perspective of what happened to the U.S. election was that it was also stolen, but you can't say anything about it, or else you get banned, or else you get deplatformed. The president of the United States, duly elected, was taken off Twitter. Where guys, do you think the world is going?
Guys.
Obvious.
Nico. Going ham, surfer Jim, preaching philosophy. Who else was spitting fire here?
Nick spitting some historical facts.
Baphomet, going crazy.
two words. Let's go.
Let's go. Man.
Let's go.
Hey, this has been a fire episode. I'm glad everyone's fired up. Nico, I think I needed that pep talk right there. I'm not going to lie. You've gotten me way hyped all day from Simply Bitcoin till now. I'm like, my spirits are up, man. Yeah, shit. Anyone else want to go and get a rip, dude? Like, shit, get it off your chest. Let's go. No rips. All right. Weineke?
Thomas Jessifer?
Yeah.
Thomas literally, like, founding father?
How are we supposed to top that?
I know, right? Jesus.
There's no way I could top that.
I can't top any of this, but I just want to know which country we should go to.
Who knows yet? Who knows?
That's Katie. We might not need a country like that. Like, why do we even need a country? Like, country.
There's an Italian kid that has nukes or something, and he said he's gonna protect us. So.
Like, why can't
right, it's not about going anywhere.
Groups of little nation states that are funded by, you know, Bitcoin whales like Monaco and Singapore, and like we have our own little. Like,
one of the states will fold. That's my guess. I mean, because the states, the governors, the mayors, they're gonna see it, and they're gonna see these changes in their face before anyone at the federal level will, and they're gonna change. They're gonna become more amenable. They're gonna become more open to the demands of the people that have the capital of the 21st century. That's going to be Bitcoin. The rules are going to flip. Wyoming, it's going to happen quick.
I'll be there. I'll be there soon.
I'm ready to take my shit and go wherever the hell Bitcoin is accepted.
I'm just so sick of people's just willingness to just stop, like, to just accept. Like, everything's just, oh, yeah, that's the way it is. Like, a tea party talking, man. I went and looked that up, dude. That's true. Like, it's 10%, but like, damn, that's true. And it was just
what frustrates me. I'm gonna get on a little rant here, but shit like that we preach here, like, why are just our normal friends and like people around us and just like regular people on Twitter trying to fucking like down talk Bitcoin and not have an open mind to understand it? It's not even politicians that are against us. It's regular fucking people that just literally don't like care to listen or have the interest to fucking understand what the hell's actually going on, you know?
People don't like change.
Have you seen The Matrix, bro? It literally told Neo, Morpheus told Neo, it's like some people, you know, they can never wake up because they'll just reject it. And he says the red pill will reveal the truth, but the blue pill, you wake up like as if nothing ever happened. Same thing, bro. Like, it's not easy to comprehend what's going on.
Bitcoin's making me like hate everyone. I feel like everyone's retarded.
Yeah,
they are.
They are. I can't comprehend this anymore.
Like, I can't do my day to day job anymore.
Inauguration today, and I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid, man.
Yeah. For sure. It's not just frustrating, man. It's scary when you talk to people and you realize how many fundamental assumptions they have in their life that are just totally, totally just based in like the fiat mindset, you know, like when you talk to people, you know, cause you got to talk about, I think there's Bitcoin's a lot of things. So you got to talk to different people about it in different ways. And, you know, when you talk to someone about it from like a financial perspective or investment perspective, you know, you run into these people who just say, well, you know, I can get 7% in the market long term. And it's just like, dude, like, I don't even know where to begin with that, you know?
I think that, like, I just am really starting to realize, like, the complete silliness of day-to-day life that, like, myself, like, as someone who's, like, in my late 20s, like, and like my peers live, like, we basically got dealt, like, I graduated high school in like 2009, like, and I was just like, okay, so this is life now, and college was a joke, and like everyone around me kind of like knows that we got dealt a shit hand. But I think the difference is that, like, unlike my peers, like, I'm just not willing to just be like, yeah, well, that's the way it is. Like, but I think, like, what I try, and I think what Nico was saying earlier about, like, it's our duty, like, our obligation, like, that's, like, how I see it, too. Like, I'm like, no, like, I'm telling these people, like, no, you're not, I'm not going to just, like, not let you, I'm not going to just let you keep saying this dumb shit that you think, because you're wrong. And the sooner that the masses wake up is the sooner that we can actually, as a civilization, like, start getting close, like, actually start making things better. Like, but the longer we propagate, like, these, like, systems, that it's just, like, it's just wasting time. And, like, I'm not getting any younger. Like, none of us are. So what's the point? Like, what's the point of, like, dancing around the bush and, like, being like, oh, yeah, like, well, you know, maybe you could, like, dip your toe into Bitcoin and, you know, just, like, see how it feels. Like, fuck how it feels. Like, there's no time. Like, you think of fucking, like, a group of deer, like, or, like, oh, like, hey, like, I know you don't really want to run from this cheetah right now. It's about to eat us alive. Like, no, there's no time for that. And, like, I think there's just, like, the people are just so freaking soft now. And, like, we're just, like, so assumed, and, like, these ways of life are, like, this is the way it is. Like, but it's not. It's not the way it's the way it was. And, like, it's never going back to, like, I don't even, like, think I want to hang out with people in, like, in person that much anymore, because I have nothing in fucking common with anybody. Like, the shit I have in common is, like, with you guys, like, who actually see the world for what it is in the same light that I do. And it's like, I think maybe, like, that is the way that, like, countries and civilizations and, like, people assemble in the future, because we're not even going to be allowed to hang out in person anymore, because then we'd be able to you know, what's, is that the Second Amendment or Third Amendment for assembly? I can't remember. I don't give a shit about the amendments, because they don't, not honored anymore anyway. So, like, the future of my, like, friends and stuff are the people I meet online who share a similar mindset and ideals. And this is, like, how we actually are able to meet people, because every other way is, like, the old traditional way is, like, where you meet these people who, like, are trapped in the same little, like, physical location channels that you are. And the odds are, if they are, then they're probably in this, like, fiat mindset. And I don't know, man. I feel like I'm getting, like, closer to being loner. Like, the longer I go, like, you know, I feel like I'm a loner, but, like, part of me is not like, yeah, maybe it's a loner, but, like, part of me is just like, no, I'm actually just like, I'm not willing to compromise who I am and what I stand for anymore. And, like, and I'm okay with saying fuck that if people don't like me. And I think that's more respectable than being a socialite.
Go let's off, King. Go. Seriously.
Yo, one tweet that really hit me, somebody tweeted, like, the longer you hold Bitcoin, the cheaper everything else gets around you. And, dude, like, that shit hit me hard, because, for real, we got to get out of this, like, peddler fiat mindset. Everyone should pursue their passions. We got one life to live. Share ideas. Spread the word of Bitcoin. Have fun, man. And we're free people, man. We can go to any country we want when it comes. And we'll figure it out, but go Bitcoin.
Whew. Man, I just got the chills on that one. You know what, I not only did I just get the chills from Winekus, but I just got the idea of, like, imagine if the founding fathers had a podcast while they were in the pub getting drunk. Like, that's what the equivalent of this is, of what we do on, you know, the regular every weekday. And, you know, and then we go back into our normal lives, and we got to deal with our normies, and we got to deal with the fiat mentalities and the fiat problems of the days. And then we recharge every week, and our conviction grows, not in just Bitcoin, but in ourselves, and our freedom-minded consciousness grows, and our lust for liberty grows. And it's like the meme, like, who radicalized you? And it's the Chad dude, and it's like, you, and it's talking about the system. And I, you know, like, I don't know where I'm going with that, but it's just like, this is what we all need to be doing. Whether we're able to break down all of the bullshit we deal with on the day to day, or you just get up and go. It's like, we need these conversations to keep us sane and to keep us going and to keep our spirits up, because we are facing a huge battle, like Nico was saying. You know, like, we are in essentially, you know, the next world war. World War III is just an information warfare. And like, if you look at the average person, it's almost like they're winning. But as a Bitcoiner, we already know that, not in the sense that we already won, but just like, we already have the nukes, you know, like, shout out to Jackie, but it's we already have the mass weaponry that is going to win the battle. We just need the troops to follow. It's, you know, the Field of Dreams meme, like, if you build it, they will come. And we're testaments to all that, you know, like Nico wrote in Citadel 21 that, you know, pain is the only thing that's going to make you grow. And maybe we just woke up earlier because in our personal lives, we couldn't handle the pain, whatever that pain was, and it woke us up. And maybe other people are still asleep because they still believe the, you know, the beautiful lies, you know, like, I wish I could freaking go back to sleep and believe the lies, you know, like, I wish I was a dude in the Matrix that wanted to eat the steak. It's like, I know this is fake, but it's so delicious and it's so nice here. But like, it hurts more now being this awake, you know, being this woke and seeing all the flaws. And it's like, I can't go backwards now. I can only push forward, and pushing forward with you guys, it's just like, it gives me energy. It just, it revitalizes me all the time that we talk here, all the time we spend here, you know, all just like the bullshitting, the joking, the shit posting. And then the, you know, the dispersed intellect and the profound rants that we put on, it's just like, it's such a beautiful thing to be a part of. And like, I don't know, man, I'm just hyped right now, and I thank all you guys, and, you know, I thank anyone that's listened, anyone that's been a part of this. And like, we're gonna win, man. I know it's gonna be a battle, and it's not gonna be easy, but like, the tools are there and they're only getting better. And, you know, like, shouts out to the devs out there making this shit even better and more robust, because like, humanity needs this. And, you know, shout out to Satoshi, you know, for dropping this on planet Earth when it needed it most. It's just such divine timing. And, you know, I'm not even that religious, but it just, you know, the synchronicities you can't deny, and it's just perfect timing. Like, I wouldn't have wanna picked a better time to be alive, and that's why I'm here. You know, like, it's all led to now, you know, all the roads lead to Bitcoin. You just haven't figured it out yet. And not you guys, because you guys have figured it out. But like, all roads lead to Bitcoin. And in time, everyone will see that. And, you know, I'm just glad to be here at the front row. I say that all the time. I'm glad Bitcoin domesticated my greed. And now I, in some ways, am selfless with my purpose in life. And, you know, just spread the sound money gospel. It's just a beautiful thing, man. I don't think there was a point to that, but just beautiful.
Preach, bro. Preach.
Amen. That was great.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you. Nick, I think we're pushing an hour, or about to push an hour. Just for Nick, we didn't hit the whole list, but I know if I open up another can of worms, we'll be here for another hour. So, I don't know. Does anyone want to get a few last words in? You know, like, I feel like this is a pretty revolutionary podcast. Like, there's a real revolutionary vibe to this podcast tonight. And I'm just glad to be a part of it, man. Like, you know, amen. Oorah. Like, let's fucking go.
Amen. Let's go. I just have a little add to all of that. Completely agree with everything. And I believe that we need to fight for our right of freedom, but also I believe that Bitcoin gives us a chance to go through peaceful disobedience way. So it's not necessarily fighting, but peacefully stacking your sats and opting out of the system is a bit different from fighting, but peacefully disobedient, I guess it's also a way that some people can take. And Bitcoin will not care. Whatever way you take, you know, it's the way. Let's go.
Let's go.
Dude, so it's
Let's
not
go.
It's not kinetic fighting. You're right. Right? It's not the traditional kinetic fighting, but Well, I think Optimus really hit the nail on the head. The new, since nukes were born, right, or made or created or invented or found, like Jim was saying earlier, it's really changed warfare, because you can no longer just go with a bunch of guns and invade someone's territory if they have bombs that can completely annihilate planet Earth, right? So, like, warfare, right, kind of evolved into this this war, not for killing the other guy, but this war for your mind, right? So it's like this information war, right? So Bitcoin, you know, buying Bitcoin, it's not like it's hurting anybody physically, but what you're doing is you're taking your energy and you're putting that into something out of their control. So it is fighting. You are fighting for something. Every time you buy a Satoshi, you are defunding their system. Bitcoin doesn't need people buying into Bitcoin. It's still going to find a block every 10 minutes. But their system needs you spending, or else it breaks down, right? So that, I think that's what was meant by, you know, every time you buy a Bitcoin or buy some sats, you're really fighting for a freer world.
I think it does, like, present an incredible opportunity for us to actually be, to be peaceful in our like revolution. And I think you're right, Nico, especially at that last point, just on how we can, like, convert our energy into a fight. And it won't be a physical fight. I'm just thinking about, like, looking at a crowd of people and how can you spot the Bitcoiner? Because, like, I've never seen millionaires look so poor in my entire life, because they're saving every single sat that they can get their hands on. But even that is a revolutionary act. And, you know, I've said on this podcast that, like, asking people to keep building out this infrastructure, because every single time that someone adds an incremental bit of effort into this system, it makes Bitcoin that much more compelling. And as soon as you own some, and as soon as you get a little bit curious about what this Bitcoin system is, then you start filling your brain with knowledge, which is so contradictory to everything else that you've come to understand about the world, but it speaks more truth. And that is compelling. So whenever you're handed, you know, some BS by some politician or by some corporation, you have to remember, no, actually, I'm the one in control. And I'm able to, like, build a better system that doesn't have these compromises that I, for my entire life, have been hating and have found no other way to get around. And Bitcoin gives you a way out of that.
Woo. Preach, Justifer. Preach. Man, I'm feeling good right now, guys. Like, thank you. Woo. Bring a tear to my eye. Wow.
I want to hear from the devs, like Ben the Carmen and Liran, like all the people that build.
Fuck the commies, we're gonna win.
What about the miners, bitch?
Preach.
The whole ecosystem, everybody matters. Hodlers, devs, miners, everyone.
Let's go.
I would rather say, I think I'm gonna get that tattooed, like, on my back. We'll send to Genesis block before tyrants.
Proof of burn.
Dang, guys.
It's
go, Nico. Get it in. Get it in, yeah, while it's hot.
It's actually really interesting, because, and Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you send Bitcoin to the Genesis block address, you can't spend that, right? Like, even if Satoshi was still alive, which I don't think he is,
like you literally can't spend that. You cannot spend that Bitcoin. So it's like literally.
But there are addresses like that are like, there's like a address that's like one Bitcoin Eater address, don't send, and then like a couple letters. And like that's like a burn address where like there's no way someone has the private key to that. And like, so I mean, technically Satoshi could spend the Genesis funds.
No, but he can't though, because he skipped. So like
Coinbase, he can't. But if you send funds to that address, you still can send. You can still spend those funds. Oh, okay. Sent there. But
awesome.
Yeah, but still, like it's still like a, it's basically a burn address.
Rather burn my coins than pay you for unrealized capital gains.
Yep. Or just coin join them, right? Like, I think like that's like the next thing that I want to really, really learn is getting this down. Because, but then like what y'all were saying earlier about like proving guilty till proven innocent, which is not supposed to be, but it's how it is. Like the burden's on you to prove that you didn't. So like I'm just wondering, like if I were to do these like samurai or something, then they're gonna be like, oh, where did they all go? Like, because they're gonna have like a trace, because I got their stuff through Coinbase Pro. They're gonna trace them all back to that, you know. But I don't want to sell them either, because like if I sell them, well, there goes my unrealized capital. So I'm like damned if I do, damned if I don't. I'm interested to hear your take on that.
I mean, if like you actually have to prove it to them, show like these are all the addresses I used throughout the mix. But I mean, fuck that. But like, it's still like if you really needed to prove like you had the funds after a mix, you easily could.
No, I'm saying like I want to like I want them to what I would in a perfect world do is just like put them in the mix and then be like, oh, if they ever came and asked me anything.
And a more ideal thing to do is stop buying on KYC exchanges and start using like BISC, or like find a Azteco dealer or something, and then you can buy KYC free coins and the government won't know how much Bitcoin you have.
Well, I'm talking about like the past stuff. Like,
coin join them, lose the keys, get in a boating accident. Make sure your identity isn't connected to them. Go do a very public wakeboarding trip with open dimes and cold cards and sink the ship.
There's a good chance I probably will lose my Bitcoin just at some, just from trying a bunch of stuff that's beyond my expertise.
Well,
does CoinJoin or Whirlpool even matter if they're KYC? Like, can't someone who, like, had chain analysis or something, if they, you know, worked overtime, couldn't they figure that out?
No, not really. It'd be super hard. They can know how much Bitcoin you have because, you know, you bought it on a KYC exchange. Yeah. But it'd be really hard for them to figure out, and, like, basically near impossible for them to figure out, you know, which coin, like where your coins are located now after you do like a significant amount of money.
Yeah, only if you combined like all of the, you know, outputs that the coin join made, obviously, back into one, then they could try to trace those together. But other than that,
whew. Dang! Not only did we get philosophical, revolutionary and profound on this episode, but there's some actual things you can do, some calls to action in this one. Well, I don't know, Nick, should we call it? I know we will probably keep going for a while.
Oh my god. I think for the sake of the recording, we should call it, but I'm sure everyone's going to stay in here regardless and keep chatting.
Beautiful. That's the way it should be. Yeah, so to the listeners, we hope you enjoyed this recording. I didn't even look up what episode this is. I think it's 55 or something like that. It doesn't matter. Just join us next week and you'll be a part of the magic. Well, like I said before, as long as blocks keep coming in, we'll be showing up. So it looks like we'll be back next Wednesday. Hey, Nick?
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace out, guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace.